It's 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Facet Wealth.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. More canceled flights on Southwest Airlines today after nearly a week of misery for thousands of passengers. A lot of folks are vowing never to fly Southwest again, but CBS's Peter Greenberg tells us why they could change their mind.
Southwest is still considered one of the more efficient and dependable airlines. At the same time, and even despite this airline meltdown, most passengers are still driven by price. And once Southwest gets its schedule back on track and can maintain low fares, if history's any indication, most of the passengers, even the angrier ones, will probably return.
Southwest has had trouble recovering after the storms, but expects to return to normal operations tomorrow. The weekend blizzards proving more deadly now in Buffalo, New York.
The Erie County Department of Health Medical Examiner's Office confirmed two more deaths associated with the blizzard last night. There are additional bodies that have been received that are believed to be blizzard deaths, but they do need to have an autopsy and additional work done.
That is Erie County Executive Mark Pollenkars. He fears the number will go even higher as snow starts to melt. Russia launched dozens of missiles this morning across Ukraine, but Ukrainian officials say it shot most of them down. CBS's Ian Lee has the latest now from Kherson.
A Russian shell demolished the house of Tamara Breshin. Her son was inside. She scoured the wreckage looking for his ID so she could reclaim his body from the morgue. Why Russia shells Kherson is hard to tell. Nothing they hit appears to hold military value, just innocent civilians trying to survive.
Dozens of children have been hospitalized in Ohio with measles, but pediatrician Dr. Sharon Dillon tells us this is preventable.
These are very safe vaccines. The measles vaccine has been available since 1963 and has really had to be changed very little since that time. So we have decades worth of data showing how safe they are.
Some of the infected are unvaccinated babies. A pharmaceutical company is accused of fueling the opioid epidemic. Here's CBS's Rob Legary.
The Justice Department is suing pharmaceutical giant AmerisourceBergen, alleging the company and its subsidiaries helped fuel the opioid epidemic for nearly a decade by fulfilling and failing to report hundreds of thousands of potentially suspicious orders, many of which were connected to allegedly illicit drug markets. The complaint filed today accuses the company of violating federal law by allegedly ignoring red flag alerts that would have prevented the sale of pharmaceuticals to suspicious buyers.
More than 109,000 people have died from drug overdoses this year, most from opioids. This is CBS News.
Facet Wealth is an SEC-registered investment advisor. They offer customized financial planning for you, not just your assets. Learn more by calling 888-598-3966.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible end-of-the-year sale prices from General Steel. That's right, start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 888-74-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 888-74-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 888-74-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40-by-60-foot building or a 50-by-100 clear span building at end-of-the-year savings. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-747-8335. 888-74-STEEL.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The Adams County Crime Stoppers and Adams County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help a group of ATVs and UTVs were seen driving on snowmobile trails between Cottonville Avenue just north of Old Mill Bar. They are asking that anyone that knows who these drivers are or has a description of the vehicles involved to contact Deputy McFarland at the Adams County Sheriff's Office. ATVs and UTVs are not allowed on snowmobile trails in Adams County at all. Ordinances have been passed in municipalities around the state allowing ATV and UTV use on certain roads and trails. These vary by municipality. It is the operator's responsibility to know where they are allowed to drive their vehicles. The Witt County Sheriff's Department has a team participating in the Wisconsin Rapids Polar Plunge to support Special Olympics. All teams have until January 18th to raise funds. The event takes place at Anchor Bar on February 4th. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy this afternoon with highs around 42. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, lows around 23. Overcast skies again tomorrow, highs level off around 31. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Saturday and Sunday, and highs from the low 30s to the mid 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 43.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Thank you for joining us today. As always, you can join the conversation at 844-967-2789. And a reminder that you can listen to it later as a podcast, either on asgoeswisconsin.com/listen or on Apple or Google Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you find podcasts. And so thank you for listening, either live or later. And so our guest for this half hour is a listener himself and reached out, and I appreciate you always your feedback. And one of the things that you thought would be a good topic, and I also think is a good topic, is sustainable agriculture. And so our guest is Tom Crofton, who is a retired carpenter, but currently a small grass fed beef farmer. Welcome to the show, Tom.
Hey, thanks for having me. I really appreciate your new channel for us down here in Richland County.
Yeah, absolutely. So over there, where the news radio from the center is the station over there. So really appreciate being able to reach that part of the state. And so let's start from the beginning, because this is obviously a big agricultural state. It's always been a big agricultural state. But what is the definition and how does it differ from other types of farming when we're talking about sustainable farming?
Okay, we have to look at the history where it used to be family farms up and down all these little valleys. We're in the Driftless area. My valley is about 5 miles long, and in the 60s, there were 55 small dairy farms here. They supported an economy of department stores, hardware stores, grocery stores in our small village. Our town, Richland Center, hasn't grown at all in 100 years. And the population of the county has actually stayed the same. But now there's no dairy farms in our valley.
Really?
There's a few large dairy farms. And if you look around the state, we make more milk now than ever before with fewer people doing it. So you can say that's okay in terms of industrial efficiency and stuff. It's not good in terms of the local economy and way of life and all that. So I'm one of those back to the landers. I grew up in a big city and bought some land out here. We came here, there were still probably 15 or 20 dairy farms in the late 80s, and now there's none. The last barn burnt down a couple years ago, a tragic kind of fire, and everyone else has gotten old. So we grow beef, and there's a lot of retirement homes being built on all these beautiful hills. A lot of the fields are turning into weeds. And so sustainable ag is a discussion of not just how you do ag, but how you grow a rural society. And that's what I'm most interested in. And if we go back to industrial ag, back in the days of, say, when they built the Boulder Dam, they start irrigating large parts of California. I don't know if people realize it takes 1 gallon of water to grow one almond. So you got these miles and miles of almond, which was taking water out of the Colorado River, which now no longer has enough water. So that's not sustainable. So a good definition of sustainability is what's the carrying capacity of a system? So if you talk about either a biological entity, a group, a herd or something, or you talk about a society, whatever, there's certain things you can do up to a point and then you start hurting yourself. So a small rowboat has a certain kind of capacity. If you overload it, it sinks. There's a great book written on this by Jared Diamond called Collapse, and he discusses either societal collapse or population of animals collapsing in a certain area based on overpopulation and all. And just the one-liner out of that's so good. He was teaching a university class, and they were talking about Easter Island. There used to be trees all over it, I assume palm trees. And right now there's almost none. And one person said, what was the last person thinking? The person thinking who cut down the last tree.
Tom,
you know, that's how you can make a canoe to get off the island, right? What are we trying to give to our next?
You broke up for just a second. And so what was that?
I'm sorry. So the question is, what are we doing to ourselves if we're wrecking our environment for our children and grandchildren? Can we break up?
No, we can hear you. So I'm interested. So in the idea, just to get more of the history and the definitions down. So before there was more of these big industrialized farms in Wisconsin, would you say the original way of farming when there were so many family farms, is that considered sustainable agriculture? What was?
I think we lost him.
We've got a really bad connection. I'm sorry.
Well, that's fine. Well, why don't we, if you could get his phone number off air, and maybe if you just call in on the phone, that would be better than, because right now we're doing it via Zoom. And so if we can figure out quickly how to get you on the phone instead, because sometimes, I mean, this is, goes back to broadband, right? This is the problem, not only just with sustainable agriculture in Wisconsin, but in lots of parts of Wisconsin, the broadband internet connection is not great either. And so,
Tom, you can call us at 844-967-2789. So just give us a jingle at 844-967-2789, and then we can go over the phone instead. As you said, Kristen, broadband, this non-reliable broadband is an enormous issue for people around the state. And I think for those of us who do live in urban areas or close to urban areas, I don't know that we appreciate just how impactful that is and how limiting it is if you can't rely on your internet connection.
I think it became the most obvious during 2020 when everything was happening from home, that you couldn't do schoolwork, you couldn't do your job. Like, if you don't have a reliable internet connection and you're trying to participate and you can't do it in person, it is a huge problem. And so do we have Tom on the phone now?
No, we do not.
Oh, okay. I would say the broadband is one of the, and I feel like it's one of those things where it comes down to grants and it comes down to who's going to put the infrastructure in to make it better. Where's the money coming from? But the opportunity is hugely there. And I think there's a lot of people who would really, really benefit from it and really like it. And so I think we now have Tom on the air. And so we're going to be able to talk more about sustainable agriculture with Tom Crofton from the Driftless region. So, Tom, are you there?
Yeah, hello.
There we go. All right. So repeat what you said before when we broke up.
Well, what I was saying is that sustainable ag, it relates more than just agriculture. It's how you deal with the whole community and the jobs in town and all that. We used to have four or five grocery stores. Now there's not one grocery store in town. We've got a Walmart way out of town a ways, and so on and on. So those are problems, and the original farming was a very diversified thing. Now, I'm not saying everything was perfect, and it's not a question of going back to the old days, but when you raise a few chickens and a few hogs and some beef and some dairy and all that, the waste from the kitchen goes to the hogs, and the chickens run around and eat the bugs off the cattle, and all this stuff works out in an ecological system. As you break that down, turn it into industrial ag, you're using chemicals and getting rid